弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
很高兴再次来跟大家分享神的话语。
I'm very happy to have an opportunity to share God's words with you again.
今天要跟大家思想的题目是基督徒的灵与巧。
Today I would like to share with you the message about godly shrewdness and spiritual innocence.
在后来当我定了主题之后，我在思想这个经文，这个马太福音十章十六节的时候，我就想到另外一个题目。
After I gave the title of the sermon and also the scripture on Matthew chapter 10 verse 16, I thought about another title
and the scripture. 不行，我请你念出来这个题目是什么。
Okay, 这个题目是提防恶犬。
提防恶犬。
On your guard, to the wild dogs.
我们先来读一段圣经。
Let us read one passage first.
这个马太福音第十章十六节。
Let us turn to scripture Matthew chapter 10 verse 16.
马太福音十章十六节。
Chapter 10 verse 16.
这里说，我差你们去如同羊进入狼群，所以你们要灵巧像蛇，纯良像鸽子。
I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as dogs.
所以呢，这个题目应该不是提防恶犬，应该是提防恶狼。
And therefore, the title shouldn't be try to on your guard avoid wild dogs, but rather on your guard against wolves.
这个狼比那个犬、那个狗凶猛的多了。
Because wolves are more vicious than dogs.
危险的多了。
They are more dangerous.
这里主耶稣提醒当时的门徒。
And now, our Lord Jesus remind the disciples at the time.
你们要进去的那个地方是非常危险的。
The place you're about to get into is very dangerous.
就好像羊进到狼群之中一样。
Just like you were sending out like sheep among wolves.
所以要灵巧。
And therefore, you must be as shrewd as snakes.
纯良像鸽子。
And as innocent as sheep.
我们基督徒在这个世界上。
We Christians, when we are on this earth.
同样是面对这种危险。
Same way, we are facing same types of dangers.
假如我们不了解、不明白、不提防的话，我们就很危险。
If we are not on our guard, we will put ourselves in danger.
我们知道了很多人把那个提防恶犬这个字放在那个某个地方的时候。
Many times we see the sign warning, when those signs were placed on the wall.
都是吓人而已。
Usually they say, warning, there's a dog in the house. Usually they are just for show.
因为有些有这个犬，但是不饿的。
Many times, yes, indeed, they do have dogs, but they are kind of tamed dogs.
有时候只是换一个牌子而已。
Sometimes it's just a sign to warn people.
我家的隔壁就有一个很高大的一个狗。
And our next door neighbor, they do have a very tall and big dog.
我看到的时候有点害怕的。
Each time when I see the dog, I was kind of frightened.
但其实这个狗不可怕。
And actually, this dog is very kind.
但是呢，狼跟狗是完全不同。
And however, wolf has a totally different personality compared to dog.
是没有良善的狼的。
There's no such thing as gentle dog, wolf.
狼就要撕裂，要吞裂。
And wolf has a nature to tear other animals apart.
我们的生活中都有狼的存在。
And many times we do involve with wolves around us.
而且不是 一个狼，是狼群。
And not only we just face one wolf in our life, many times we are facing a herd of wolves.
可能你说，老牧师，我不觉得啊，我们觉得很平安啊，没有问题啊。
Maybe you say, Pastor Lo, no, that this is not so in my life. I feel quite peaceful in my life.
当然这个狼不是真的看得见的狼。
Of course, those wolves, they don't appear in image of wolves.
但你无可否认的一件事情，就是在我们基督徒的群体当中，在教会里面，在我们的这个人生里面，我们看见很多很多的伤害。
And however, undeniable, you will see many hurts,and harms happen in the body of Christ or outside of church, any type of organization or groups.
很多的伤痛。
There are many hurts.
很多基督徒慢慢就消失了。
And some Christians, they began to depart and fade away.
很多本来很热心的后来又冷淡了。
And many people who was very passionate about, the body of Christ and gradually they cool down their passion.
有些本来是很勇敢的、很火热的要过基督徒的生活的，但是后来你会发觉很多很多的妥协，很多很多的畏缩。
Originally we do see some very courageous Christians. They set their mind to live a very victorious life. However, later on they compromise with the world and gradually they assimilate into the world.
也没有看见这些。
Don't you see those people?
当你看见这些伤害，这些后退，这些妥协的时候，你要知道有狼群的存在。
When you see those hurts, people who retreat, those people who frustrated, it is the evidence that there are wolves.
所以要小心哦。
And therefore, we need to be on our guard.
耶稣提醒门徒。
Jesus remind and alert his disciples.
你们要灵巧像蛇。
He say, you must be as shrewd as snakes.
就说有灵巧，要避免这种伤害。
And therefore, you must be wise to avoid such hurt.
所以今天呢，我是很想来跟弟兄姐妹来思想什么叫灵巧。
And therefore, I would like to share with you today about what does it mean to be shrewd.
什么让我们可以来免于这种撒旦的那种伤害，那种狼的伤害。
How can we get away and be on our guard and keep away all the damage and attack from Satan?
我们知道了，当圣经讲到这个蛇的时候，这里耶稣说灵巧像蛇。
Whenever the Bible mentioned a snake or serpent, there's a different type of annotation. Right here, Jesus say to be as shrewd as snakes.
但是在创世纪的时候，当形容蛇的时候，他说没有一种生物比蛇更狡猾。
And however, when the serpent was mentioned in the book of Genesis, it mentioned that there is no other animal as shrewd as serpent.
请问，狡猾跟灵巧有什么不同？
Let me ask you, what's the difference between crafty and shrewdness?
有什么不同？
What's the difference?
灵巧，狡猾。
Crafty or shrewdness?
有时候我们喜欢那个人他很狡猾的时候，你说这个人很灵巧。
And sometimes we like some person, and yet he's kind of tricky and crafty, and we call that person he's wise.
但当你不喜欢一个人，他明明是灵巧，你说他是狡猾。
And however, when you come to a time you don't like the person, even the person is wise, you turn around say he's crafty, he's tricky.
那在世界上呢，其实是个这种的分别有时候很难看得出来。
And however, when you do the comparison in the world, it's hard to differentiate the two.
但是灵巧，在圣经里面，或者说在耶稣的教训里面，确实有些特别的地方。
And however, the word shrewd mentioned in the scripture, especially used by Jesus, it carries a special meaning.
是跟狡猾有很大的分别。
It is a difference of being crafty.
我今天选了三段圣经。
Today, I have chosen three passages.
来跟大家来思想什么是灵巧。
To share with you about what does it mean to be shrewd.
我们来看约翰福音第八章。
Let us turn to scripture, John chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章。
John chapter 8.
第三到十一节。
Verse 3 to verse 11.
你们打开圣经就可以了，我们不用读。
You can open your Bible, we don't need to read it.
这段圣经很简单的就讲一件事情。
The scripture presents a very simple story here.
就讲有一个女人。
It mentioned about one woman.
她犯奸淫的时候就被捉拿。
She was caught in the act of adultery.
人就把这个女人带到耶稣的面前。
So the crowd brought the woman before Jesus.
就对耶稣说。
And they asked Jesus.
按照摩西的律法。
According to the law of Moses.
这个女人所犯的罪。
The sin that this woman has committed.
就要被石头打死的。
Which is worthy to be stoned to death.
当时确实有很多人，他每个人的手上都有一个石头。
And indeed, at the time, everyone had a big stone on their hand.
准备就要把这个女人打死。
They are ready to throw the stone, against the woman.
但是当时那帮法利赛人就利用这个女人要找耶稣的把柄。
However, Pharisees at the time, they would like to use this woman to find fault in Jesus.
他看看耶稣怎么回答。
They want to observe how Jesus is going to react.
按照摩西的律法。
Situation. Whether he is going to observe the law.
这个人要被打死的。
Once observed the law of Moses, this woman need to be stoned to death.
假如当时耶稣说不要。
If Jesus say no at the time,
我们应该怜悯这个女人。
That we should be merciful to this woman. To give her a chance.
释放了她。
To release her.
其实假如耶稣是这样的话。
Actually, if Jesus indeed replied that way,
他就中了他们的诡计了。
He will be caught in their trap.
当时手上所有的人都有个石头。
At the time, everyone had a stone on their hand.
这个场景是太巧妙了。
Can you imagine this, picture at the time?
布局。
This is a plot they have set up.
他们再不需要等待的。
They don't need to wait any longer.
只要耶稣说。
As long as Jesus said,
不要管摩西的律法。
Ignore the law of Moses.
我们来释放这个人。
Release the woman.
所有的人立刻就可以把石头丢在他的身上。
Everyone can throw the stone to Jesus.
因为这是摩西的律法。
Because this is the law of Moses. This is what Moses gave.
所以那个局是很巧妙的。
So can you imagine the trap they have set up?
但是假如反过来。
And however, if Jesus, said the other way.
假如耶稣说。
If Jesus said,
按照摩西的律法，既然是这样讲，好，我们就把这个女人打死吧。
If we are going to do it according to the law of Moses, let us do it, stone the woman to death.
那以后耶稣就不能够传道了。
Then, Jesus no longer can preach gospel any longer.
因为他口所讲的，现在所讲的，跟他以前所讲的不一致。
Because what he is doing is different from what he said before.
以前平安无事的时候。
Before, when the time was good.
他可以大声直呼说要爱要怜悯要包容。
He can shout out loud, say, be tolerant, be compassionate and love.
现在在这个危险当中。
And however, when he is in a dangerous situation, everyone has a stone in their hands.
他见到这种情况，他改变了。
And now Jesus turned around and compromised.
那他以后就不用传道。
Then Jesus no longer has the right to preach again.
我们看见今天很多很多人。
Today we do see many.
在这种危险当中。
They, when they are in danger.
他们不懂得怎么来回应。
They do not how to respond to crisis.
妥协了。
They compromise.
就中了魔鬼的诡计。
Then they fall into the trap of Satan.
你看见今天很多的基督徒。
And nowadays you do see many Christians.
甚至是传道人。
Even preachers.
他们的讲道，他们的讲话， 已经不可信了。
To a point, their words no longer is trustworthy.
没有能力了。
There is no longer a strength behind the words.
是因为他们妥协。
Because they compromise.
最近我读这个戴德生的传记的时候。
Recently, I read Hudson Taylor's autobiography again.
有一段是讲他来中国之前的，还在英国的时候的一个见证。
It talked about a testimony he lived out before he came to China in Great Britain.
那个时候他要准备要到中国来传福音。
Before he came to China.
所以他开始就在英国的地方来实行这个宣教的工作。
And therefore he started to practice a life of a preacher in England.
那有一次他就去到一个寡妇的家。
And one day he arrived to a house of a widow.
那个女人她丈夫死了不久。
The widow's husband just passed away.
旁边还有一个婴孩在哭泣。
And there was an infant who was still crying right next to her.
这个女人也在病中。
And the woman was sick as well.
所以带着上去探访她。
And Hudson Taylor paid a visit to the woman.
这种情况。
Once he saw what happened there.
她心里面就动了恻忍之心。
And he was moved of what he saw.
他就很想来帮助这个女人。
And therefore, he intend to help out this woman.
但摸摸自己的口袋。
And however, once he touched his pocket.
只有一个钱币。
There's only one coin in his pocket.
那他这个时候他就说，对自己说。
And then he said to himself,
假如我有两个钱币。
If I have two coins.
我就会给他一个。
And then I will give her one.
假如我能够把这个钱币它分开可以用的话 我也可以给他用。
Even if I am able to break the coin into half, I'm willing to give the other half to the woman.
但是他没办法。
And however, he couldn't.
他这样想。
As he thought this way,
他说他觉得没有办法。
And therefore he said, there's nothing I could do.
然后他就继续去安慰这个女人。
Then he continued try to comfort the woman.
他说不要怕。
He said to the woman, don't be afraid.
上帝会看顾你的。
Fear not, God will watch over you.
他有能力来帮助你的。
God has his power, he will guard over you.
当他这样说的时候。
As he said that.
他心中就有一个声音，一个责备。
And there is a voice in his heart start to accuse him.
他对自己说的这个伪君子。
And the voice say, you hypocrite.
假冒为善。
You hypocrite.
你自己那么健康
，You are still in good health。
你都不能够相信神，在你把那个钱币拿出来的时候，他仍然看顾你。
And you couldn't even believe that once you give your only coin to her, that he will continue to watch over you。
而现在你说对他说，
and、
神照顾他。
And now you say to woman, God will keep his eyes on you。You hypocrite。
那个时候他心里面被光照。
And at that time, he was illuminated.
他就把这个钱币拿出来。
And he took the coin out.
就给了这个女人。
And he gave to the woman.
在他的传记里面写了这样的反话。
And in his autobiography, he said this word.
他说他感谢神。
And he said he gave thanks to God.
虽然他把这个钱币拿出来。
Even though he gave his only coin to her.
他面对很大的困境。
And he then is going to face a great challenge.
但是他说幸亏我拿出来。
And he said, thank God, I am so fortunate, I indeed gave this coin.
否则的话。
Otherwise.
我保存了自己。
And I do keep myself.
但是我的传道的工作将会一败涂地。
And then all of my ministry will fall over the floor.
我觉得魔鬼撒旦最狡猾的地方就在这里。
I feel this is the shrewdness and the craftiness of Satan.
很多时候
that is,
我们都妥协。
So many times we compromise.
害怕。
We are afraid.
当狼群出现的时候。
When we see a herd of wolves.
我们会害怕。
We feel afraid.
我们不敢去实行正道。
we no longer have confidence to live out the truth.
所以我们就活在一种假冒为善的情况。
And therefore we live a life of hypocrisy.
我们就中了魔鬼的诡计。
And we fell into the trap of Satan.
这就是撒旦最厉害的地方。
This is the how smart Satan is.
所以我们也为什么要灵巧的地方。
And therefore this is the reason we need to be wise.
那当然主耶稣他本身他是个有信心的人。
Of course, Jesus himself is a man full of faith.
他懂得如何来面对撒旦在当时的那个搞扰。
He knows how to face the crisis built up by Satan and his enemies. And do you know what did he do?
圣经说耶稣什么话都没有讲。
According to the scripture, Jesus didn't reply with any word.
我的意思不是说不讲话就是灵巧。
I'm not saying that keep silent is a way of being wise.
不说话有时候是狡猾。
And sometimes if you keep silent, you are actually being very crafty.
但是耶稣没有说话。
Crafty. Yet Jesus was quiet. And he stooped down and he bent down and started to write words with his finger.
不断地追问他，不断地追问他。
And yet,the crowd continued to questioning him.
他没有回答。
And he didn't reply. He continued to write words on the ground with his finger.
然后到个地步。
And to a point.
他就直起腰来。
And he stood up.
他就对所有的人说。
And then he said to the crowd.
你们当中谁没有犯过罪的?
If any of you is without sin.
你就首先
Let him be the first.
这个先很重要。
It is very important that be the first.
去打这个蛇，那个丢这个蛇头吧。
To throw a stone to her, at her.
那当时没有一个人敢第一个人丢这个蛇头。
And no one dared to be the very first to throw the stone.
所以有人猜想耶稣在地上写字的时候，就把那些人，前面那些人的罪都写出来了。
So people imagine while before Jesus was saying these words, he was writing down all the sins who were standing in front of him.
大家都心知肚明，知道谁做过什么，谁做过什么。
So once they saw the words, they realized that those are the sins they have done and what other people have done.
那这是耶稣灵巧的地方。
And this is how wise Jesus was.
但这还不是圣经里面最重要的地方。
And however, this is not the key point of this passage yet.
最重要的地方在哪里?
What is the key of this passage?
最重要的地方就是这些人能够一个一个的离开了。
The crux of the matter of this story is that those people start to depart, the place one by one.
灵巧就是给人有出路，给人有退路，给人有后路。
Be wise is able to give people a way out, let them to be able to return, repent, and retreat.
你知道最好的手术的医生
？Do you know the best surgeon?
最灵巧的手。
With the most skillful hand.
就是他把那个毒瘤隔去。
Is that they are able to, take away the tumor.
同时能够保存生命。
And at the same time, keep the good, organ, in the body.
耶稣的灵巧不单是保存了自己。
The skillfulness of Jesus is not only he kept himself.
耶稣的灵巧还在于他能够保存了别人。
His skillfulness is also he is able to save others.
让他们还有机会。
So that they will have opportunity.
可以回头。
They are able to repent one day.
可以回转。
They are able to return.
可以悔改。
And they are able to confess and repent.
这就是基督徒的灵巧。
And this is the shrewdness of a Christian.
其实当时耶稣可以很简单的就宣布。
Maybe at the time, Jesus can simply announce that.
某某人犯了什么罪。
So and so, you have committed such and such sin.
他就 很羞愧地走掉。
And then the person will be in such great shame and he will leave the group.
某某人犯了什么罪，他又走掉。
And so and so, you have committed this and the other person will leave.
这个当然是可以的。
Of course, he could do that.
但没有必要这样做。
However, it is utterly unnecessary.
耶稣说你们要灵巧像蛇。
Jesus say, be as shrewd as snakes.
纯良像鸽子。
As innocent as doves.
要纯良。
You need to be innocent.
要良善。
You need to have goodness.
这是基督徒的灵巧。
And this is the characteristic of the shrewdness of a Christian.
我们人与人的交往也是一样。
When we have a fellowship with one another,
不一定要切入。
It does,
不一定要指出问题。
You do need to reveal people, the where the problem is.
让他自己退去。
Let people have a chance.
有反省的机会。
Let people have a way out so they can meditate the problem himself or herself.
走掉之后。
As a person leave the place one by one.
剩下耶稣跟那个女人。
There is only the woman and Jesus left there.
耶稣问这个女人说。
Jesus asked the woman.
没有人定你的罪吗？
Is there anyone condemning you right now?
女人说没有。
And the woman said no.
在当时有一个人能够定她的罪。
And actually at the time, there's one person who is capable to condemn her.
从来没有犯过罪的。
Because that person has never committed a single sin.
她可以定她的罪。
He is able and he has authority to condemn her. That is Jesus himself.
耶稣对她说。
And then Jesus said to her,
我
I will not condemn you.
平平安安地走吧。
Go in peace.
从今以后不要再犯罪。
And sin no more.
这就是基督徒的灵巧。
And this is the shrewdness of a Christian.
我们不需要妥协。
We don't need to compromise.
用你的灵巧保护自己。
You can use the shrewdness to, keep yourself safe.
但同时不需要伤害。
At the same time, you don't need to hurt others.
同时保存了别人。
And at the same time, you keep others.
这是第一段圣经。
This is the first passage.
基督徒的灵巧。
And this is the shrewdness of a Christian.
那第二方面，第二段圣经。
And the second passage.
马太福音第四章。
It is recorded in a book of Matthew chapter 4.
马太福音第四章大家都很熟的。
Book of Matthew chapter 4 is a very familiar passage.
就是讲耶稣受魔鬼的试探。
It is a passage how Jesus was tempted by devil.
基督徒的灵巧。
The, Christian shrewdness.
是有原则的。
There is a principle behind the skillfulness and the wisdom.
很多时候会觉得所谓的灵巧。
And a lot of time we thought, the word shrewdness,
就是很灵活。
That means being very flexible.
很巧妙。
So you can, take many, change and, take alternatives.
这是我们对灵巧的一种观念。
And this is our concept about shrewdness.
假如你从香港来的话。
If you, come from Hong Kong.
那香港有一句话讲到灵巧的。
And there's an old saying in Hong Kong about
shrewdness.
Delivered the meaning.
不知道有没有听过。
I don't know whether you have heard this word or not.
当他说一个很灵巧的时候。
When someone say, hey, you are quite smart. And the person will say,
这个人好转数好快，转数好快。
The person turned their mind quite, fast.
他的转动很快。
Is able to change his mind very quickly.
所以转得快就是灵巧。
And therefore, when you change your mind quickly, that means you are a shrewd person.
立刻回应问题，那就灵巧。
If you are able to respond all different situations quickly, then you are a very shrewd person.
这可以说是灵巧。
Indeed, you may say such person is a shrewd person.
基督徒的灵巧。
However, when we talk about Christian shrewdness,
它是有原则的。
And there is a principle behind
它是有限制的。
And there is a limitation.
而不是 乱来的。
There is a boundary. You cannot get out of the bound.
马太福音第四章。
When we go to the passage on Matthew chapter 4.
当时魔鬼撒旦是叫耶稣如何的灵巧。
And actually, the devil at the time was trying to teach Jesus how to be shrewd.
当时耶稣40天没有吃东西。
Jesus just fasted for 40 days and night.
饿得很厉害。
He did not have any food. He was so hungry.
所以当时魔鬼就给他一个建议。
And therefore, at the time, devil gave him a suggestion.
你把那个石头变成食物。
Why don't you turn the rocks on the ground and turn them into bread?
变。
Just make a miracle.
从之变，变之通。
And once you make a change, and many things will start to happen.
你那么饿了。
You are so hungry.
你去变吧。
Why don't you make a miracle? You are capable.
你可以以水变酒啊。
Don't you have a power to turn water into wine?
你当然可以用舌头变成食物了。
Of course, right now, you are capable to turn this, rocks into bread.
所以假如你单单想灵巧就是变的话你就错了。
If you think being shrewd is just have a different alternative and change your mind quickly, then you are wrong.
魔鬼的诡计。
Then you fall into the trap of Satan.
还有魔鬼还带那个耶稣到那个殿顶上。
And later, the devil led Jesus to the top of the temple.
告诉他。
And he said to Jesus,
你可以跳。
Why don't you just jump?
因为神会用手托住你的，保守你的，帮助你的。
Because God will stretch out his hand, he will protect you. Won't he?
是不是跳会很灵巧啊？
If jump is an action、
啊、
of agility, it's very flexible, very shrewd, isn't it?
今天在那个世界上的那个职场啊，这个做工的地方，你必须要懂得跳，你才可以有更多的薪水啊。
And, don't we all know in today's workplace, you need to how to jump and jump ship in order to have a good position.
你永远守在一个公司里面是没前途的。
If you continue to work in one company, you will never have a future in your career.
所以跳是有道理的。
And therefore, jump ships, a switching company.
我不是说跳不好啊。
It's a way to jump ahead.I'm not saying jump is no good.
不过你要有原则的。
And however, you need to jump with a principle.
我的儿子最近也跳了。
My son recently, he just jumped ship. He jumped ship, he changed career.
本来他在家住嘛。我坐飞机不用钱的。现在 no more. 他跳了。
Before he was working at an airline company, and then I don't need to pay a ticket.When flying, and now once he's changed job, I no longer have such benefit.
因为他在那个公司里面做了好像是六年了，做了很久了。
He has worked in the same company for 6 years, quite long time for him.
有个 recruiter 啊来找他。
And then one day he, met a recruiter
要不要跳?
who found him, and the recruiter asked him, don't you want to change job?
本来是他是想想考验一下自己的能力。真的没有想过要跳槽的。
And actually, at the time, he just want to test his ability, using this as a vehicle to test himself. He has no intention to change job.
结果他就试试看。
Then he gave a try.
发觉那个 offer 比他现在多了20,000块一年。
And then realized the new offer has a higher much better income than what he has right now by $20,000.And plus bonus.
那还有一种升迁的机会。
And also there's a future in the career path.
所以他就去了。
And therefore he changed.
这个我觉得没有什么错啊，在这个世界上大家都是这样。
To me there's nothing wrong with it. This is the way how the world operates.
但是你必须在一个原则里面。
And however, we must do it within the boundary. There's a principle behind it.
当魔鬼叫他变的时候
，When the devil asked him to change the stone into bread，
他说：“人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中的一切话。”
And Jesus said, we live, a man does not live on the bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
那当撒旦叫他跳的时候,
when the devil asked him to jump,
他知道有更高的原则,
Jesus knows there is a higher principle.
就是不可以试探主我的神。
That is, do not put the Lord your God to the test.
那个原则就是敬畏神。
The principle is the fear of the Lord.
尊重神的话。
That respect and put God's word in, as the highest authority.
我们知道了撒旦还不放过他。
And we know Satan at the time won't let him go.
把他带到高山之上。
And he brought Jesus to the mountaintop.
把万国的荣华都给他看。
And show him all the glory and the prosperity of the world to him. And say to him,
你只是做件很简单的事。
I'm going to only ask you to do a very simple act. As long as you wish,
你拜我。
You bow to me.
旁边没有人。
There's no one else around us.
现在在高山上。
And now we are on the mountaintop.
没有人知道。
No one else knows.
你就拜我。
And if you bow to me,
我就把万国和万国的荣华都给你。
I will give all the glories and prosperity of the, of all nations to you.
耶稣对他说。
And Jesus said to him,
当拜主你的神。
And worship the Lord your God and serve him alone.
当要侍奉他。
And serve him only.
这是一个原则。
This is the principle.
更高的原则。
This is a higher principle.
基督徒的灵巧。
The shrewdness of a Christian.
是被一些原则所窥限。
It is bounded by many principles.
而且呢，很多很多神的祝福，上帝的工作，确实是透过我们一步一步一步的走出来的。
And many times God's work, will, lead us one step at a time.
我在圣经里面看见这个原则。
I do see the principle, from the Bible.
我自己也是这样来经历这个原则。
This is how I experience the principle as well.
当我们愿意脚踏实地的一步一步向前走的时候。
If we set our mind to be faithful and walk on God's principle one step at a time, 我们看见
上帝的祝福在我们的身上。
Then we will see the blessing of the Lord pouring upon us.
上帝的祝福比我们的灵巧更好。
The blessing from the Lord is much better than our own shrewdness.
有时候不变比变更好。
A lot of time,Unchanged is better than changing.
有时候不跳比跳更好。
A lot of times, stay on in the same ground is much better than jumping ship.
不败更好。因为神的祝福比一切都好。
Because God's blessing is better than anything else.
很多的神职祝福都是一步一步走出来。
Many miracles will reveal when we walk on God's way one step at a time.
你看神对约书亚说,
as you remember when God said to Joshua,
你脚掌所踏之地,
wherever you set your foot,
就说你一步一步踏出来的地,
that is the ground you have stepped on,
我要赐给你。
I'm going to give the land to you.
神职,
this is miracle.
但是一步一步走出来。
And however, you need to claim it one step at a time.
约旦河走约旦河也是。
And the same way how Joshua crossed the River Jordan.
我前几年当我们买那个使命中心的时候。
A few years ago when we purchased the mission building.
那个差不多是1000万的 budget.
And that we have, it's 10 million project.
这是很大的。
This is a big number.
很害怕。
And we are afraid.
我的感觉就是好像走约旦河，踏进约旦河。
And to me, this is more like an experience of stepping my foot into the River Jordan.
这是五年前的事。
This is the thing that happened 5 years ago.
一步一步走过。
Then we crossed the river one step at a time.
今天你看见一个神职 显现在大家的眼前。
And now you see a miracle happen right before your eyes.
一步一步走出来。
And actually, it come to this, it's because there are many footsteps before the miracle.
圣经还有另外一个例子很好的。
And there's another example in the scripture which is very good.
讲到那个以利沙的门徒。
It talk about the disciple of Elijah.
他死去了。
The disciple died.
留下他的太太。
And
又寡妇。
He left his widow, a widow.
留下一个儿子。
And also a son.
留下了许多的债务。
And not only that, he has left behind many debts.
对，很惨。
So they are in a horrible condition.
所以以利沙很有心来帮助这个门徒的家庭。
So Elisha, he truly have a heart to, try to help out the family.
他怎么帮他呢？
And yet, how did he help the family?
他不是立刻来做一些神职，一些来帮助他，让他立刻富有起来。
He did not perform a miracle right away to make them to become a well-to-do family.
他叫那个寡妇跟那个儿子。
And yet he commanded to the widow and the son.
你们要去你的向你的邻居借器皿。
That go to your neighbors and ask for vessels and jars.
还有一句。
And also,
不可以小借，不可以小借。
And borrow as many as possible.
啊，这就很难了。
And then it is hard.
所以那个寡妇就去了。
So the widow step out.
她是一步一步的向前走。
And so she walk one step at a time.
一家一家来叩门。
And she start to knock on the door one door at a time.
一家比较容易。
And maybe the first family is easy.
因为旁边嘛比较熟嘛。
And because it is right next door is easier.
而且借器皿很简单啊，很多时候都会做的。
And also borrowing a vessel is not too hard. It's a very common thing. So she got one.
好了，现在又再多走一步。
And then she need to step further.
又再向邻居来借。
She need to ask the other neighbor.
你晓得越来越困难了。
Don't you know it is become harder and harder?
那时候人家会问他说。
And then the people will start to question her.
我愿意帮你。
I'm willing to help you.
但是我不愿意帮那些贪心的人。
However, I'm not willing to help those who are greedy.
为什么你那么贪心啊？
Why you are so greedy?
你手上不是很多器皿了吗？
Don't you have many vessels on your hands already? Why do you want to continue to ask, to borrow? What's the purpose?
所以越来越难走啊。
So the road become harder as she walks forward.
有没有想过啊？
Have you ever thought about this?
但是他就这样走。
And yet, she submit herself
to the idea. 我奇怪一件事
情。Sometimes I baffle.
那些邻居也借给他。
And those neighbors, they were willing to lend their vessels to her.
我不晓得他借了多少。
I have no idea how many vessels she borrowed.
不过圣经这样说。
And however, the scripture said,
到他借完了。
And after she finished borrowing all the vessels, 先
知就在每一个器皿那里倒油。
The prophet started to pour oils into each vessel.
越倒越有。
And as more he poured, the more oil came.
这是神迹。
This is miracle.
但是他的所有的油能够让他还清所有的债务。
And however, all the oil she received enabled her to pay off all the debts.
还可以靠着来养生生
活。Not only able to pay off the debt, she is also able to live on by the oil.
所以她一定借了很多。
I believe there must be a lot of oil.
我是这样想。
And I thought to myself,
那个门徒这个她的丈夫了，她的爸爸了。
The deceived the husband
就没有留下什么给这个她的太太跟她的儿子。
He did not leave anything behind for his wife and his son.
大概他留下两样很重要的东西。
I probably left two very important things.
第一
，first
就是留下一个很好的 名望名声。
He probably left behind a very good reputation.
所以人士很愿意来帮助他们。
And therefore, many people are willing to help out the family.
那第二呢？
Secondly,
他可能留下一个顺服，一个信心。
He had left behind a faith with a true heart of submission.
所以先知怎么说？他们就怎么做。
And therefore, whatever the prophet ordered, they submit to the command.
就是很难得的。
And this is very hard to find.
能够有这样的信心，这样的顺服。
That people with such a faith and yet able to submit.
然后
with a great submission.
神迹就出现了。
And then the miracle come forth.
什么是基督徒的灵巧？
So what is the shrewdness of a Christian?
不是我们所想象的那种变、那种跳、那种拜、那种变通。
It's not what we think commonly thinking about someone compromise or change his mind or finding a way or cutting corner.
乃是尊重神。
But rather, submit to God.
尊重神的话。
Submit to God's word.
让神来在你的生命中来工作。
Allow God to work.In your life.
这是很重要的。
This is very important.
我觉得这也是我自己的一个经验。
I also found out this is my own experience as well.
假如你了解我的工作，你知道我现在的不是我的灵巧，就可以足以帮助我能够承担我的工作。
If you understand my ministry, you will realize this is not something I can handle by my experience or my skillfulness.
人生所有的所谓灵巧都有限度的。
There is a limit about how smart we are and how shrewd we could be.
我很多时候都要解决人事的问题、工作的问题。还有很多很多难题。
And many times I face many challenges and I need to resolve the problem among people, the problem in the work and ministries and many tough problems.
所以我现在也不已经不敢靠自己的智慧、经验、才能来办事情。
To a point I realize I no longer can depend on my own wisdom, my own experience to handle anything.I can only submit to God.
敬畏神。
Fear the Lord.
圣经说，敬畏神是智慧的开端。
The scripture says, fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
今天我就这样说，敬畏神是灵巧的开端。
And today I would like to share with you, fear of the Lord is the beginning of the shrewdness.
弟兄姐妹记得这一点。
Brothers and sisters, please remember this.
不要自作聪明。
Do not depend on your own experience. Do not depend on
your own wisdom. 很多的眼泪，很多的伤痛，很多的破裂，都是你太过灵巧产生出来的。
So many hurt.
真的。
So many problems and so many tears so often was caused by our own ability.
假如一个教会大家都很灵巧，就很多问题。
If in a church we are everyone so skillful and so smart, then we are going to be a body of problems.
所以有时候我觉得我们常常坐禅自困了。
And oftentimes we find out we put ourselves into a trap.
你知道在教会里面所有最能干的、最有头脑的。那个就把它变成那个教会的负责人，那是很麻烦的事情。
And sometimes we put the most skillful person to become the head of the church, and then it becomes the lead problem of the church.
我们不是找最聪明的人，不是找最灵巧的人，乃是找尊重神的人。
We are not here to find who is the smartest, who is the most skillful person to be the head of the church. We are seeking for the one who submit to the Lord the most.
不一定要变的。
You don't need to change.
人活着不是单靠食物，不是靠，乃是不是单靠。
That we live on the earth is not depend on the bread alone. It doesn't mean we don't depend on the bread, but not bread alone.
所以这是第二点。
This is the second point.
基督徒的灵巧。
That this is the shrewdness of a Christian.
第三方面。
The third.
我们来看马可福音。
Let us turn to the book of Mark.
马可福音第十二章。
Book of Mark, chapter 12.
马可福音第十二章是讲到有一个我们看十三节。
Let us turn our eyes on verse 13.
我们来看看十三节到十七节。
Let us read from 13 to 17.
接着十三节说，后来他们打发几个法利赛人和几个西律党的人到耶稣那里，就要就着他的话陷害他。那他们的动机是陷害耶稣。
Later, they sent some of Pharisees and Herodians to Jesus to catch him in his words. So the purpose is to find a fault in Jesus.
14节。
Verse 14.
他们来了就对他说，夫子，我们知道你是诚实的，什么人你都不顺情面，因为你不看人的外貌，乃是诚诚实实传神的道。哇，讲得很好啊。
They came to him and said, Teacher, we know you are a man of integrity. You are swayed by men because you pay no attention to who they are, but you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Wow, sounds, this is full of praise.
我们每个人听到这样的话都会飘飘然的。
Don't you feel happy if people give you such praise?
我知道你是诚实的。
I know you are a truthful person.
什么人你都不顺情面。
You are a man of integrity. You are swayed by men. And you are such a righteous person.
你不看人的外貌，
you don't pay attention of
乃是诚诚实实传神的道，
but you only be faithful to God's word，
好不好啊？
Isn't this good words？
当你飘飘然的时候，
as you are being in the mid air，
立刻就出了这个问题。
While you were in the all the hot air， then there's a problem。
纳税给该撒可以不可以？
And then as they ask, is it right to pay taxes, to Caesar or not?
所以当然向你说说好话，你要小心。
So when people start to praise you, you better start to pay attention.
要好好等他下面一句是什么。
You better pay attention of the following words.
要小心那一句。
Be careful with the word following.
纳税给该撒可以吗？
Pay taxes to Caesar, is it all right?
耶稣很灵巧地来回答。
Then Jesus replied with wisdom.
他的回答是什么呢？
And Jesus replied.
他没有正面地给他一个答案。
Jesus didn't reply head on.
他不是说纳税给该撒。
He didn't say, yes, pay tax to Caesar.
他也不是说不要纳税给该撒。
Neither he said, don't pay tax.
因为无论怎么讲都错。
Because either answer will cause a problem.
他说纳税给该撒，他得罪了犹太人。
So if he say yes, pay taxes to Caesar, then he offend the Jews.
他被视为犹奸，不是汉奸，犹奸。
And
犹太人的奸。
He will be treated as a traitor.
因为犹太人是不喜欢纳税给该撒的，因为他被占领的那个地方。
Because Jews at the time, they don't want to, pay taxes, to Caesars, because they are under ruling of a Roman Empire.
但是他假如说，好，不要纳税好了，犹太人就高兴了。
And then if Jesus replied, say, all right, don't pay tax, then they, Jesus fell into the trap of Jews.
法利赛人、撒都该人就把他告给该撒，他要判背叛。
And immediately they can accuse and condemn him that saying he did not follow the law, he will put into prison.
所以无论怎么回答都有问题。
And therefore, no matter which answer Jesus replied, he will put himself in trouble. And then what did Jesus do?
耶稣真是很灵巧。
And Jesus was full of wisdom.
就说你把一个钱币拿来。
And Jesus asked, say, could you give me a coin?
然后就问他里面的像是谁。
And then, ask, which image was, is inscribed on the coin?
他们说是该撒。
And, people say, that's Caesar's face.
那么耶稣说该撒的物要给该撒。
And Jesus replied, give to Caesar what is Caesar's.
神的物该归给神。
And to God, what is God's?
有没有回答？
Did Jesus reply? Yes, he replied.
但是在当时，耶稣不是把一个答案给他。
And yet Jesus did not provide an answer to the question.
是或者不是。
He didn't say yes or no.
纳税或者不纳税。
Either pay tax or not to pay tax.
耶稣没有给这个答案。
Jesus didn't provide such an answer.
耶稣只是告诉他。
Jesus only said,
你去做当做的事。
Do whatever is appropriate.
该撒的物当给该撒。
Give to Caesar what is Caesar's.
神的物就当归给神。
To God what is God's.
这就是巧妙之处。
And this is the wisdom and shrewdness of Jesus. This is how smart Jesus is.
你知道魔鬼撒旦常常要用这个是非善恶答案来迷惑我们。
Don't you know that devil oftentimes provide us a scenario that we need to decide whether right or wrong.
他常常用我们要追求答案这件事情来破坏我们的信仰。
And many times he used the interest of pursuing an answer to destroy our faith.
有时候他要利用我们要寻求答案这件事情来破坏我们人与人之间的关系。
And many times Satan used our interest of curiosity of finding out the answer to destroy our relationships.
所以灵巧是什么呢？
So what is the shrewdness?
要避开这种对答案的追寻。
That is, you need to step out of the interest of seeking the bottom of the problem or the question.
啊，请大家听清楚啊。
Please listen carefully.
我不是漠视了这答案。
I'm not here to ignore the answer.
不是。
No, this is not my point.
但是我们要小心被这个追寻答案的这件事情来破坏我们的信仰。跟我们与人的关系。
But rather we need to be careful not our, let our curiosity or the interest of finding out the bottom of the issue to destroy our faith.
你知道很多人今天一直在信仰之外来徘徊，没有办法进到救恩里面，就是因为他们要寻找答案。
Don't you know there are so many people, they are wandering around outside of the kingdom of gospel because they are seeking trying to finding out their own answers.
他们不明白一件事情。
They didn't know one thing.
我们不知道的事情太多了。
There are so many things, there's no way we can understand.
我们没有可能知道所有的事情。
There's no way we can finding out answer of many things.
所以你不要仅不要一定要说我要明白所有的答案我才信主。
So don't you say to yourself, only until I understand everything, then I will accept the Lord. There's no way.
你从来不会研究一块面包，或者说要吃的东西里面所有的成分，你才吃东西的。
You never studied all the elements in a piece of bread, only until you understand all the elements, then you will take the bread into your mouth. Would you do this? If you truly do this, you will be a starved to death. And same thing when we take medicine. We never study the medicine. I take medicine every day, and yet I don't have the knowledge to understand everything behind the medicine.
不，当我试下去就好了。
And however, one thing I do know, once I take medicine, I feel better.
我的血压本来150几、90几，现在降到70几、110几。
My blood pressure high 150 to 110, and now once I take medicine, it gets down to 110 and 70.
我没有答案。我不知道那个什么，这是什么原因来把我这个血压降下来了。
I don't know the answer. I don't know the reason why the medicine is able to lower my blood pressure.
就吃下去。
I just took the medicine.
这就是信仰。
This is faith.
就是我信我不明白的事情。
That is, I believe something that's beyond my knowledge.
还有人与人的关系也是。
In the same way that, this also apply to our relationship.
知道夫妇也好，人与人的关系也好，有时候真的不需要答案的。
And this is the same thing to our, married couple, relationship, or, between friends.
你越要知道答案，你就越有问题。
A lot of time, we don't need to have an answer.
我们承受不起那个答案。
The more you seek for the answer, you are not able to actually satisfy yourself.
有时候我们的关系不是用找到答案来维持的。
Because we couldn't take the answer. A lot of time, our relationship is not maintained
and kept by the answer. 来是用信任去
维持的。But through the trial,
乃是用信心去维持的。
But was kept by faith.
乃是用包容去维持的。
But with a compassion.
乃是用体谅赦免来维持的。
To understanding and love and mercifulness. Isn't it? So we need to be smart and wise.
不要太紧张那个答案啊。
Don't seek for the answers.
糊涂涂就好了。
Just leave it alone.
难得糊涂啊。
Just let go.
啊，要听清楚我的意思啊！大家都
Please understand, I'm not saying here saying
be ignorant. 我不是说大家要糊涂来生活，不要做糊涂人。
I'm not here saying be a fool.
但是
And however,
也不一定要硬要拿到答案。
That there's, we don't need to persistently try to find the answer.
灵巧
，being shrewdful.
有时候不一定
being shrewd.
要答案。
A lot of time, we don't need the answer.
不过要做当做的事。
And yet, do whatever is appropriate.
当做的事比知道答案更重要。
A lot of time, do what is appropriate is more important than finding out the answer.
该杀的当给该杀。
Whatever belongs to Caesar is a gift to Caesar.
神的物当给神。
To God, what is God's?
工人的工价是应当的，有人为你做工，你给他工价。
A person should receive wage, due to his work.
当孝敬父母。
That you should honor your parents.
是不是？
Those are the appropriate things that we should do.
在上者的掌权的，当给他纳粮。
Whoever is in authority, you should pay tax to him.
纳税。
You need to pay tax.
我有时候我觉得我们纳税其实是应该的。
A lot of time, I feel it is our duty to pay tax.
你知道我们所有能够活得安全，活得平安，我们吃的东西不怕有什么问题，其实是我们的税项发生了作用。
Don't you know that today we live in peace, that we don't have wars, and we are able to take all the food,With confidence, it's all because of our tax money.
政府可以有钱请人去检查那些食物有没有问题。
That our government is able to pay FDA to examine all different food.
来保护我们。
To protect us.
就让我们活得安全，活得舒服。
So we can live in peace.
做当做的事。
So we should do whatever is appropriate.
圣经里面说教导我们的人，我们要敬重他。
And the scripture says we should pay respect to our teachers.
总之，做当做的事。
No matter what, do whatever is appropriate.
就是这么简单。
As simple as that.
有一个人，他问那个船长。
A person asked a captain.
他说：“你要带我们到对岸去。”
He said to the captain, you are going to carry us to the other side of the river.
有研究过整个大海?
Did you, do a thorough study about the ocean?
那里有暗流,那里有逆流,那里有什么,你有没有研究过?
Did you pay a great attention and study all the currents of the ocean as we are going to, sail over the ocean?
那个船长说没有。
The captain replied, no, I didn't.
我不可能了解整个大海的各样的情况。
There's no way for me to understand and predict all the situation in the ocean.
但是我带你走这条路。
And however, I'm going to lead you on this path. I have sailed on this path many years. There was no problem. Oftentimes, this applied to our lives.
有些路我们应该走的，当走的，就是走上去。
There are many paths we are supposed to walk on, and this is the way we should do.
所以什么叫灵巧呢？
So what does it mean of being shrewd?
我觉得这是很简单的。
I think it is very simple.
灵巧就是仁慈良善，给人一条出路。
That is being merciful with kindness and allow people to and provide a way for people to get out.
灵巧就是尊重神，尊重神的话语。
Shrewdness means pay respect and submit to God's word.
灵巧就是做当做的事。
Being shrewd is do whatever is supposed you are supposed to do.
灵巧永远不是深思熟虑的结果。
Being shrewd is not the result of being very thorough. It was full of thoughtfulness.
灵巧是一种生命的流露。
But rather is an outflow of a quality of life.
你生命的数值是怎么样，你就能够很自然的知道当做什么事。
The characteristic of your life, determine what, how are you going to do when you face different situations.
当怎么来应变。
And then you know how to face different challenges.
这个过属灵的生活非常重要。
It is very important for us to live in a spiritual life.
你的生命怎么样。
And how your life, is right now.
你的人生就有怎么样的结果。
And it will show up in the result of your life.
这个马太福音第十章十六节讲完灵巧像蛇，纯良像鸽子之后，耶稣对他们说，有一天你们被抓到官府里面。
And after Jesus mentioned the word in Matthew chapter 10 verse 16, Jesus continued on saying, one day you will be arrested.
你们不需要筹算要讲什么话。
Don't worry about what you are going to say.
不需要。
There's no need.
你们当讲的，圣灵会教导你。
Holy Spirit will guide you and teach you what you are supposed to say.
灵巧就是我们的心来向着神的时候。
That is, turn our hearts to God.
他会给我们聪明智慧来面对人生。
He will give us wisdom and enable us to face the challenges of our lives.
我们都听过一句话。
That we have all heard about this.
叫熟能生巧。
The more practice, you do, the more skillful you become.
熟能生巧。
The more practice you do, the more skillful you become.
现在我稍微改一下这句话。
And I'm going to change this word a little bit.
作为一个总结。
As to be the conclusion of the sermon.
什么是灵巧呢？基督徒的灵巧呢？
So, what's the meaning of being shrewd as a Christian?
是属灵生巧。
That is being spiritual, then you can be skillful.
属灵，你就生巧了。
If you are spiritual, then you are skillful.
你过一个属灵的生活。
If you live a spiritual life,
圣灵引导你。
Then the Holy Spirit will guide you.
圣灵带领你。
And Holy Spirit will lead you.
你顺服圣灵的引导。
And if you submit to His leading,
你就生巧了。
Then you will become skillful.
这就是基督徒的灵巧。
And this is the shrewdness of a Christian.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
亲爱的主，感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因为你是给我们一条很明显的道路。
Because you have provided.
就是过一个属灵的生活。
A way that is to live a spiritual life.
敬畏你。
That fear you.
爱慕你的话。
Love your words.
愿意良善的对人。
And willing to treat us others with kindness.
愿意忠心的对事。
And willing to be faithful.
我们就能够活在平安之中。
Then we can live in peace.
我们求你帮助我们。
And Lord, may you help us.
有这样的种灵巧的生活。
So we can live a life with wisdom.
好让我们能够免于被撒旦、被魔鬼所伤害。
So we will be kept away from the hurt and harm and trap from Satan.
主，愿你将你的话语藏在我们的心中。
And Lord, may we hide your words in our hearts.
继续的教导我们。
Continue to lead us and teach us.
随听我们祷告。
And listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.